Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Riders on the MBTA are facing a choice today whether to wear a mask on board. The Transit Authority dropped its face covering requirement for riders and employees yesterday. The announcement came after a federal judge on Monday voided the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's mask mandate for public transportation. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy went out to talk with riders today to see if they think the T was right to follow suit.
While some were maskless, many riders had their face coverings on this morning. Tin Dang of Dorchester lives with his family, which includes kids and his senior parents. Before entering Downtown Crossing Station, the 24-year-old says he doesn't want to risk bringing the virus home.
It's not me personally, but like I care about my family. Some people are very vulnerable to the COVID viruses. I'd rather take care of my family, you know.
Elroy Brown of Dorchester says he rides the T every day. He also plans to keep his mask with him. He's gotten used to it after wearing it for so long.
You got people out here sneezing in public, not covering their mouths. I mean, so like, I'm gonna wear my f***ing mask.
The CDC still advises that people wear masks in indoor public transportation settings. Public health experts have expressed concern about the end of the mandate, especially as new COVID cases are on the rise. The most recent wastewater data shows signs of the virus trending up, and state data shows hospitalizations ticking up as well. Shan So Lin is a managing director at Pharos Global Health Advisors in Boston.
COVID is most definitely not over. And it's just really frustrating that still we are not able to pull together as a society to take care of each other.
So Lin says she herself now has to rethink her plans for an upcoming vacation. For her, wearing a mask is not a big ask.
I was in labor for 4 days and I wore a mask the whole time because I was supposed to. So like, if I can do that, you can wear a mask on the bus. You can do it.
Some riders are in favor of ending the mask mandate, but keeping the masks. Leanne Syriac of Rhode Island is a professor at Suffolk University. She uses the T as part of her work commute or her visits to the city. She plans to keep her mask, but she may not always wear it.
I will continue to mask if it's a crowded car. If it's not crowded, then it's okay.
Syriac says the mandate was dangerous for workers trying to uphold the policy. The MBTA police has reported several incidents of attacks on operators who asked riders to wear a mask.
Too many people are causing problems, and I think it's not safe for some people who are trying to enforce it. I have mixed feelings, but for that reason, I think it's okay.
The T still requires riders to wear masks on its paratransit service, The Ride. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.